Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Welcome to the show. We're going to dive in on a little different subject than I've covered in the past, but this one comes down to health. And actually, you could use this technique for pretty much anything, but I'm going to specifically talk about health. Have you ever had any type of health pain or disease or something that is causing a weakness, whether in your mind, in your heart, or in some organ or muscles or whatever it might be, any type of weakness at all? Well, if you have and you've tried to solve it, I want to give you a tool and a technique that can save you a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of frustration, honestly, that can help you get to the solution quickly. Now, many of you have heard something similar to this, or you may have even done this. But if you haven't found a solution to a problem, a pain, then this is the technique to do it. And if you've already tried it, it just means you haven't applied it deep enough. You haven't gotten specific enough. What this technique is a writing technique. It's a communication technique. All problems, all diseases, all pains are simply a manifestation of a lack of communication. Now, think about that. All problems, all diseases, all pains are simply a lack of communication. And what does that mean? Well, it means that if you're suffering or if you're going through something that is painful and you've not figured it out, it simply means that you haven't tapped in to communicate with it. Because if you believe that we are innate intelligence, that we can have the answers, that we can pull and find the answers for all things, then this technique is going to work really well for you. So what you do is you pick a body part, pick something that you want to work with. Some people, this can be either an emotional pain or a physical pain or something like that, whatever it is that you desire to work on. And you're going to have to get in a, this is the most important piece. You have to be in a place where you're able to receive inspiration. You're willing to receive outside of yourself. You're willing to receive something new, something different, okay? So you have to come from a place of non-judgment. So when you're doing this technique, if you're judging it, thinking, oh, this is dumb, or this is going to work, and it isn't going to work, or I've already tried this, your limiting beliefs are what's going to stop the communication process, which is what probably started this problem in the first place. So you've got to separate yourself, and it's just a choice, right? You don't need to go through a process. You just need to say, okay, I am open. I am non-judgmental. I am free to receive at this moment. Then you write to whatever body part it is. So let's say you've had some heart pain or back pain or hip pain, or you've just been really frustrated. You're going to write to whatever body part or organ that is giving you this ailment. And you're going to write, dear, let's say it's your right hip. You've just been having really bad hip pain. So you're going to write to your hip. Dear, and it's going to sound really funny, but you're going to write, dear hip, this is Tyler. For I just want to tell you that I'm sick and tired of you hurting and that I'm don't understand. I've tried everything. I've stretched. I've worked out. I've done this. I've changed diet, and nothing seems to be working. And I don't know what's up. And you just express all the emotions, all the feelings that you're having towards your hip, or towards whatever it is that's going on. And the more specific, the more real you get, the better this technique will work. Okay, because it's all about communicating what's not been communicated. As soon as you're done expressing, and this should be a good page, 2 pages, the go deeper, right? So take 5 to 6 paragraphs. So just keep going, keep diving, keep diving, keep diving, expressing, expressing, expressing. After you're done, and you'll finish up like a letter, right? So love Tyler Watson. Love Tyler. And then this is where you can get some cool insights. You're going to write another letter back from this specific body part or organ. And so you'll write something like, dear Tyler, this is your hip. You have tried a lot of things, but you're not listening to me, or whatever it might say. And you're just going to write down all the different things that come to your mind. Now, some of you, if you're doing this for the first time, you might think you're inventing what is going on. And that's fine. It doesn't matter. You continue to write until you get some insights about what's going on. And sometimes it'll come up from your past, from emotions, from things you're not doing, from some sort of pain that you've put upon yourself, usually based on emotions or some experience that happened in your past. And you can get some really powerful insights. And then you finish it up. Love your body part, right? And then you'll have some instructions. So based off of just the communication process, it'll give you awareness on what you need to do. Let's say, you know, you find some pain, find some solutions to the pain, and then you continue going and it comes back. Well, guess what? You can do it again, and you'll get more and more specific as you do this process. So this is going to be dependent upon you, how deep you take this, right? Some of you might say, oh, that's not going to work. Then it won't. It probably won't at all. But if you really want to dive in and understand yourself, go there. Go where no one else goes. And you have to go first. So take the plunge. Write to a body part. Write to something that you feel like needs to be improved. And you will see miracles happen. It's super awesome. So thanks for joining me today on this podcast. Be sure and rate us. Give us a rating. Help us share this message. I believe more people who communicate authentically, the happier this planet will be. Imagine if everyone just started communicating to all their pains and all their sufferings. Then that would eliminate 98% of all the problems on the planet. Cool? So thanks for joining me. Go ahead and rate this. That way we can share it and get it out there. And we appreciate your guys' support. We will see you on the next show.